Let's talk Georgia, Missouri, and look back a little bit at Georgia, Florida, and bring in Anthony Dasher, UGASports.com. Hey, Dash.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, I want to ask you first, this Chase Young news, if people have not heard, Chase Young, the beast at Ohio State, defensive end, potentially a top pick, hopefully the Atlanta Falcons in April, is sitting out. He says he got a loan from a family friend. It was the family friend, Urban Meyer. No, just kidding. Dash, what is that going to do to impact Ohio State's chances here down the stretch?
Well, obviously going to impact it from the standpoint it could possibly cost them, you know, arguably one of the best two or three players in the country for the rest of the year. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be a situation as good as he is. I mean, that's a team that's still got a ton of talent on, especially on the offensive side. Well, I'm not sure it's going to derail them or anything of that nature. It's definitely going to be an interesting situation to watch with that team after that news broke today.
I think what's interesting is that we've heard for the last couple of weeks from the national pundits that what is setting Ohio State apart is the defense. And consequently, if they're losing their best defensive player, .. right?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, you lose a guy of that caliber, that's going to definitely have an effect. But I just think, they've got some other good players on defense as well. I mean, Ohio State is, if you're going to ask me to name one of the real surprise teams in the country this year, I'd probably pick the Buckeyes right now because of just what they've got just overall on both sides of the football and the way Justin Fields is playing at offense is really clicking.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. All right, while we're on non-UGA talk, Alabama-LSU, what's your take on what will happen tomorrow?
Whew, I tell you, I mean, games in Tuscaloosa, and you almost always have to pick Alabama in that situation, but I'm still not sure how healthy Tua is. I mean, he's an outstanding, great quarterback, but I actually like LSU in this one. I really do. Joe Burrow has done a great job. That's an explosive offense they have at LSU. And Alabama's defense, although they played much better the past couple of weeks, and they're still giving up some points and yards. So I think if LSU's offense can, at least play with some semblance of what we've seen, for most of this year, I'm going to pick them. I guess it's an upset. I don't know, but I'm going to pick them to win the game.
I'm with you. I agree, and I agree about Tua. I mean, look, he may be back, but is he healthy? Does it matter? But, man, it's just hard to go against LSU, and you just feel like at some point Alabama's going to hit a wall where they're going to have some teams playing that are pretty good, and I just don't know how anybody better has been better than LSU with what we've seen, but it's going to be fun. And, look, Dash, we got to admit that before Georgia fans walk into that stadium tomorrow night for that 7 o'clock tip-off at Dooley Field, they got to kind of pay attention to that game, don't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, no question about it. I mean, whoever wins the game would probably be who Georgia's going to face in Atlanta here in about a little under a month's time now. So I have no doubt that a lot of eyes in the state of Georgia will be on Tuscaloosa tomorrow afternoon.
Anthony Dasher, our guest, UGASports.com. All right, last week in Jacksonville, we were reminded, if you can't run the damn football, you're not going to win, right? I mean, that's basically what happened with the Florida Gators.
Oh, yeah. I mean that's kind of that was the plan for Georgia going in, to make Florida one-dimensional. And, I'm not sure if, folks thought Georgia would be quite as effective as they were, but I mean, that was really the difference in the ball game. Now, granted, a lot of that lost yardage came on sack, but if you throw those the 31 or so, whatever it was, lost yardage back at the total, Florida rather still rushes just about 60 yards. So, I mean, that was just a great job by Georgia defense making the Gators one-dimensional and really put everything on Trask's shoulders to try to win the game. And although he played a pretty good contest, finished the game strong. I mean, it just made Georgia's job much, much easier by shutting down that run.
If Matt Landers had not made that penalty and DeAndre Swift's touchdown would have counted, how big would the margin of victory have been?
Oh, it would have been, I mean, just tacking one more touchdown for Georgia, I think. I mean, I'm not sure if Florida would have scored that second touchdown. So you would have been looking at like a 31-10 or 14 game, whatever.
Yeah.
The case might have been. But, yeah, that one holding call really changed the complexion of the difference in that game. Even though the score was a 7-point game, I think it was this is a good example of the score not being as, game not being as close rather than what the score indicated.
Dash, do you think along with the euphoria that Kirby Smart and all of his players had, which we saw after the game, they had a sigh of relief considering what has been said and talked about and what happened against South Carolina. Was there also a sigh of relief?
I don't know if it's so much a sigh of relief, but I think just redemption. I mean, that's all people have been talking about for the last, in the previous 2 weeks, mm-hmm. how bad the offense was, how sorry James Foley was, how bad Jake Fromm was. And I think all those, the entire team, I think, really took that as an offense. And whether intended or not, I know a lot of the fans were booing and all that. I know a lot was directed to play calling against Kentucky, but players didn't see it that way. You boo one person or team, you're booing them all. That's how they thought about it. And they spent the whole week, 2 weeks, I think, kind of stewing on that and doing whatever they could possibly do to atone, if you want to call it that, and play and execute that offense the best of their abilities.
Anthony Dasher, our guest, UGASports.com. Well, Jake was great. The third down numbers, 12 for 18, were crazy. And, boy, he's if this is his last year, he's going to drop the mic on that game in Jacksonville with three wins, isn't he?
Yeah, he surely will. I mean, I was happy for Jake. I mean, he's a guy who's taken a lot of slings and arrows, for whatever reason over the past, this past year. So it was good to see him kind of make a little statement. But even after the game, though, I mean, Jake was just like he always was, giving credit to his teammates and the play calling and everything else. But I'm sure deep down inside, he was feeling pretty good about that one.
So now moving forward with this offense, they play a team tomorrow. I don't really think Missouri's played anybody really significant, but they've got the best pass defense statistically in the SEC. Does that mean anything for tomorrow's offensive game plan for Georgia?
I don't think so. I mean, Georgia's going to, I think, continue doing what they did last week, for example. I mean, you're going to see Georgia, I think, still try to mix it up. They still want to get maybe even get a little more creative with the offense with some of the things they're doing. And I think you'll see James Coley try to dial up some other plays maybe we haven't seen yet this year. So I think that's take Missouri defense aside, I don't think it's going to affect what Georgia's going to try to do in this one.
We kind of thought leading up to the game in Jacksonville that they would prepare the offense for a more balanced attack. I hate that word mm-hmm. balanced because it'll never be in place at Georgia, but a more multiple attack, and that really didn't happen mainly because of the rain in the Kentucky game. But now, after what we've seen them do in Jacksonville and knowing that if they win these next three, where they're going to go, do we see it now? Do we see more – gambles, more creativity, even more than what we saw last week?
Yeah, I don't know if gambles are right. Well, but I do agree with the creativity part. I mean, Missouri, again, their defense is pretty good. They've got their defensive tackle is one of the best in the SEC. We've been one of the best in the country. And of course, next week against Auburn, that's arguably the best defensive line in the country right now. So, no doubt, I think you'll see Georgia try to, be more creative with what they're doing on offense. Show some different looks, do some different things, and make these opposing defense coordinators maybe work a little bit harder.
And see if Lawrence Cager can keep it up, right?
Exactly. I tell you, what a pickup that young man has been. I mean, just a ferocious talent. I mean, he's just a guy. I'm not sure where George would be right now if it weren't for him.
And if he had been healthy, and I don't know if he's still 100% healthy with that shoulder,
I think he is.
He'd probably be having more than 377 receiving yards. Are you worried? You think they're worried about that shoulder?
Maybe a little bit. I mean, he's been playing hurt now for ever since that South Carolina game, and that is a little bit of a concern. Like, what happens if he does take a hit on that shoulder? That does take a hit on those ribs? I mean, could it knock him out for a few more games? But like I said, he's a tough kid, and he said, I guess prior to the Florida game when he was asked about if he was going to play, he said he would have to have a broken leg. To not play. So unless he's just in some kind of terrific, terrible pain, I expect to be out there.
Anthony Dasher, our guest, UGASports.com. All right, now, Dash, Missouri does have Kelly Bryant. They have Larry Roundtree, two very good offensive players. They have the Tyler Batty kid, I believe his name is, who also has some rushing yards. So, I mean, it's an offense with some skilled players here, but do you expect the Georgia defense to do its thing once again?
They should. I mean, the big question about Kelly Bryant is how healthy he's going to be. Even if he plays, I mean, he's coming off a pretty significant hamstring injury. You know, he may not be the same runner as we saw when he was at Clemson and really early this year. with Missouri. So that's going to be something very key to watch, just how effective he is. I mean, what I heard today was he still lifted the questionable for this contest. So we'll see. But same with Kelly Bryant, though. Like with any kind of running quarterback, you got to try to keep him in that pocket, make him throw downfield and not beat you with your legs.
Absolutely. No doubt about that. Well, we'll see the health of Bryant, and it should be a great day. I mean, Dash, these Athens November games where it's cold, and it's going to be cold tomorrow. I mean, if anybody out there who's going tomorrow is listening, they need to don't bring but some look, pullover. They need a coat tomorrow, don't they?
Yeah, it's going to be, I think, low mid-30s tomorrow night by the time the game is over, so come prepared.
Absolutely. Well, it should be a lot of fun. That's what football is all about, if you ask me. Anthony Dasher will have it all covered for you on UGASports.com. You can catch him there, of course, and also at Anthony Dasher 1 on Twitter. Dash, thank you as always. We appreciate it. We will see you tomorrow and talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you, Bill.